actions of their daughter's rights. The suit says her religious beliefs are being infringed, the removal of her feeding tube violated her rights, and that she has not been given a lawyer. Today marked the third day without the feeding tube for Terri Schiavo. The House and Senate met over the weekend to pass the bill, which Bush signed, allowing Schiavo's parents to go to the federal judge to try to get the feeding tube reinserted. The state of Ohio's election chief today told lawmakers at a congressional hearing that the presidential election in Ohio went as smoothly as possible, given the resources available and some last-minute interpretations by state and federal courts. Secretary of State in Ohio Kenneth Blackwell testified before members of the U.S. House Administration Committee during a special hearing at the State House. Members of the committee peppered him with questions about provisional ballots, long voting lines, and other issues in the election that gave Bush the 20 electoral votes to capture re-election. Blackwell's appearance came more than a month after he failed to appear before the committee at a hearing in Washington, even though he was in the nation's capital that day. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist back on the bench today. He looked frail and his voice a little hoarse, but Rehnquist was listening to arguments at the Supreme Court for the first time since being diagnosed with thyroid cancer back in October. He spoke clearly this morning while swearing in new members to the Supreme Court bar, his illness not mentioned. The 80-year-old Chief Justice has only been seen once since the fall, swearing in Bush at the second inaugural in January. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, today decided not to hear an appeal from Zacharias Moussaoui. The 9/11 suspect had asked the court to overturn a ruling that let the government pursue a death penalty while restricting his access to some witnesses who could be the key to his case. Justices let stand the decision that Moussaoui can use government-prepared summaries from three al-Qaeda captives, but cannot interview them. That ruling cited national security concerns. Defense lawyers argued that forcing Moussaoui to rely on summaries violates his constitutional right to a fair trial. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Some can save up to 57% in payments every month. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call now for a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
A lot of special fond memories.
The boys really love the tree house, and we're hoping that the new family will too.
Well, when we decided to sell our house, the first thing we did was call a realtor.
It was a great relief to have someone that knew what they were doing.
But when I see the realtor R, I feel confident.
Selling a home takes experience, commitment, and a lot of know-how. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
We're experts in a lot of things, but selling the house isn't one of them.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Randy's back.
I cannot laugh. It's amazing. This is brutal crap. If this had happened to guys...
Oh, you know what? We're going to just take off your sex organs. You don't need them anymore. You're not going to have any more kids, are you? Off with your penis.
If they did that to you, believe me, they would find another way.
Get back, yeah. Get back to where you once been.
And for all you women that told me, Randy, it's so liberating, F you, okay? This is what I want to say. There's nothing liberating about it.
The Randy Rhoads Show on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Program's live tonight. We are back from our stupid little trip. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know how to handle tonight's program. I truly don't. I thought about this afternoon, and I just don't know where to go with this. I'm talking about the Terry Schiavo case. You have heard more about this case than you could possibly want to hear. So have I. On the other hand, it can't be ignored. So I'm not sure what to do. I think what we'll do is this. I will share with you a couple of things that I have pulled from various news sources and a couple of emails out of literally scores. I was astonished by how many, by the number of people who emailed me, sometimes directly to me, or just included me in a mass emailing about the Schiavo, Terry Schiavo case. Now, I know Janine and Sam covered it. I know that Randy covered it. Everybody on this network has covered it in one form or another today. I understand. My Arkansas Bureau Chief Joyce emailed in. She said, Bush is more than a phony. His statements today regarding the purely political attempt by Congress and the White House to intervene in the Schiavo feeding tube tragedy clearly indicates that he's also a man with no memory. Perhaps Bush and his speechwriters have convenient selective memories. He stated today, quote, his wife saw his hair on the side of life, end quote. In 1999, as governor, Bush signed Texas legislation allowing medical authorities to remove life-saving devices even if the next of kin or guardian objected to the removal if the patient could not afford the care. Now, thanks, Joyce. She wrote some more, but that's all. That's all we need. Thanks to Joyce and several people who did the research about this hypocritical monster that is taking this country straight to hell. And I'm talking about Bush and his cohorts. One of the things that was astonishing to me was Bush's willingness, and not astonishing because Bush is a whore. He is a whore. I'm sorry. If you don't like me saying that, then consider this. Bush did not rush back to Washington, D.C. when a tsunami hit South Asia and wiped out hundreds of thousands of people. He did not rush back to Washington, D.C. regarding the investigation of 911 with Congress. He did not rush back to Washington, D.C. with the event of September 11, 2001 itself. He did not rush back to D.C. ever for a military funeral. And then the talking points, the little memo that has been circulating among the Republicans. You know, jump on this one. Boy, our base is going to love this. Jump on it. Hey, man, we got a dead broad out here. Hey, they're going to love this, huh? The talking point stated that the Schiavo case was important to the Republicans because, quote, the pro-life base will be excited, end quote, and that it is a, quote, great political issue. This is a tough issue for Democrats, end quote. Anything about Schiavo in that? No. It's disgusting. I don't believe I live in this country anymore. I really don't. I don't believe I live here. It's just disgusting. Now, let me share with you a little story, okay? Y'all know about Son Hudson, S-U-N, Son Hudson, little boy that was murdered in Texas a couple of days ago? The baby wore a cute blue outfit with a teddy bear covering his bottom. He was nearly 6 months old and he weighed 17 pounds. He wiggled. His eyes were open, his mother said, and he smacked his lips. Then at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, last Tuesday, a medical staffer at Texas Children's Hospital removed the breathing tube that had kept Son Hudson alive since his birth, September 25th. Cradled by his mom, he took a few breaths and died. The mother, Wanda Hudson, told reporters afterward, I talked to him. I told him that I loved him. Inside of me, my son is still alive. This hospital was considered a miracle hospital. When it came to my son, they gave up. The death of this little boy, this little black boy, marks the first time a U.S. judge has allowed a hospital to discontinue an infant's life-sustaining care against a parent's wishes. You see, Miss Hudson, Wanda Hudson, had the extreme misfortune of not having any money, of never having gotten prenatal care. A bioethicist and lawyer at the University of Texas said, It's sad this thing dragged out for so long. We all feel it's unfair that a child doesn't have a chance to develop and thrive. But this isn't murder. It's mercy. It's mercy. This isn't murder. It's mercy. And it's appropriate to be merciful in this way. It's not killing. It's stopping pointless treatment. The hospital's description of Son, that he was motionless and sedated for comfort, has differed sharply. I'm quoting from the Houston Chronicle. Has differed sharply from the mother's description. You see, since February, the hospital has blocked the media. Even though mom invited the media in to see the baby, the hospital cited privacy concerns. Ms. Hudson told reporters, I wanted y'all to see my son for yourself so you could see he was actually moving around. He was conscious. On February 16th, Harris County Probate Court Judge William McCullum made the landmark decision to lift restrictions that prevented Texas Children's Hospital from discontinuing care. However, an appeal by Ms. Hudson's attorney and a procedural error on Judge McCullough's part prevented the hospital from acting for 4 weeks. Texas law allows hospitals to discontinue life-sustaining care even if a patient's family members disagree. A doctor's recommendation must be approved by a hospital's ethics committee, and the family must be given 10 days from written notice of the decision to try and locate another facility for the patient. You know, a facility that will take the patient, even if the patient's on Medicaid. Texas Children's Hospital said it contacted 40 facilities with newborn intensive care units, and none would accept Son. Son was born with a fatal form of dwarfism characterized by short arms, short legs, and lungs too tiny, doctor said. Nearly all babies born with this condition, often diagnosed in utero, die shortly after birth. Son was delivered full term in St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital, but mom said she had no prenatal care during which his condition might have been discovered. He was put on a ventilator while doctors figured out what was wrong with him, and mom refused when doctors recommended withdrawing treatment and killing him. I added the "and killing him." Texas Children's Hospital contended that continuing care for Son was medically inappropriate, prolonged suffering, and violated physician ethics. Mom argued that her son just needed more time to grow and to be weaned from the ventilator. I hate these people. I'm not even going to put it in my cute little have I mentioned tonight. I hate these people. These Republicans, these Texans, these people who are destroying this country. Who's from Texas? Huh? Who's from Texas? George Bush and Tom DeLay. George Bush signed this law 6 years ago, making it okay to withdraw life support on the order of a judge if a person could not afford the treatment. And you wonder why I call him a whore. Another day, stir it in the air. Ask me what I want, I stir it everywhere. Just another day, when people cling to life, drive away the fear that comes with every night.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. U.S. Labor Against the War hit the streets for anti-Iraq war demonstrations over the weekend, calling for an end to the U.S. military occupation of Iraq and an end to Bush administration assaults on workers. Demonstrations were held in hundreds of cities around the world on Saturday. The Longshore and Warehouse Workers Union shut down cargo operations in San Francisco and Oakland ports so its members could join the protest. Among the labor organizations protesting the war were several AFSCME and American Federation of Teachers locals, SEIU's United Healthcare West in California and Illinois and Pennsylvania state councils, and the Los Angeles and Madison, Wisconsin labor federations. U.S. Labor Against the War says that under the mantle of national security, the Bush administration seeks to reverse decades of victories won by working people to strengthen the rights of workers and provide a social safety net. U.S. Labor Against the War says workers can't solve economic and social problems without addressing U.S. foreign policy and its consequences. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Now, I know, this is kind of the Michael Jacksonization of what we should be talking about, right? But it does affect me. Maybe it affects me because in the past 6 months, I've had my mother die, my sister die, and my favorite aunt die. Okay? Bang, bang, bang. All three of them. So I'm kind of focused on death right now. You understand what I'm saying? Plus, you know, I've got a brand new baby. Well, I guess you don't call her a brand new baby when she's 7 months old. So I'm focused on life, too. The juxtaposition of death, 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 all over the place, and life. So I'm focused on this. Now I know it's going to piss off some of the listeners. We got more important things to talk about. I understand that. On the other hand, what is more important than talking about just the carnal hypocrisy of this Republican leadership? Is there anything more debasing to the American spirit than these monsters and what they have done this past weekend? Yeah, 1,520 Americans dead, 100,000 Iraqis dead. These people write their history in blood. Every place you turn, death, blood, the threat of death, more death. But this Terry Schiavo story. ABC News got a hold of the Talking Points memo. No connection with Josh Marshall. But the Talking Points memo that was handed around to these filthy, animal-like Republicans, thugs like Bill Frist, who wouldn't understand neurological brain death any more than he would understand how to run the country. And total degenerates like Tom DeLay. And then this Bush character flying back. Why? Because once again, they understand the basic stupidity, malleability, and ignorance of their so-called base. And that's what the Talking Points addressed. Hey, the base will love this. It will get them excited. I get a lot of emails from people that say, Malloy, you go over the top. Are you out of your mind? Compared to what this Republican leadership does, this little radio program goes over the top? You're kidding. Now, as far as Terry Schiavo's care, do you know where it came from? It came from a lawsuit. How was it paid for? It was paid for by a lawsuit filed by Michael, by her husband. He was awarded $700,000, roughly. All of that money has gone to pay for this woman's care, to keep her in this permanent, persistent vegetative state. Against her wishes, apparently. Okay, you don't believe it? What, Michael Schiavo is a liar? And the lawsuit? And the lawsuit? Now that kind of a lawsuit could not even be filed.
because the Republicans have said, oh, no, you don't. 250 grand, that's the cap, burr boy.
Double hypocrisy. And George W. Bush, who 6 years ago signed into law a bill passed by both houses of the Texas legislature, which essentially said, this is not verbatim, essentially said, if you can't afford to pay and you are in a persistent vegetative state or on life support, even if you're not persistent vegetative state, it doesn't matter. You can be conscious. You can be laying there watching the machine pump up and down, breathing for you. You can be lying there watching the liquid go into the feeding tube into your gut. But by Christ, if you can't pay, the hospital can shut it all off. Oh, they'll give you 10 days to find a facility that will take you. How much more of this can this country handle? Can this society handle? How much more? Until, and I don't believe in God, but let's just pretend for a moment, okay? Until God lifts his foot and smashes it down on this society and grinds it out under his foot. How much longer, huh? Get your souvenir. I don't know. I don't know. All right, I'm finished. I'm finished. I'll take your calls right after this break. I hope we can get to something else tonight. I really do. You know, I told myself over the weekend, don't talk about this story. This is somebody's private, personal life, okay? But it's just been flayed across the country. Everybody, every single aspect. So let's take some calls. We'll try to get this done and move on.
You don't have to go to Off-Broadway to see something plain absurd.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're live. Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Here's your chance to get your Goodyears during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. That's right, now through April 9th, put the pedal to the metal and save on a large selection of popular Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Plus, check out Goodyear's assurance brand of passenger tires. Race in and get your Goodyears today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get it to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper, because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online, and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now, 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site, 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, you know, it is either extremely rare or just a non-event for members of Congress, House and Senate, to come in and go into D.C. and work on a Sunday, much less make a special trip during the recess to work in the middle of the night on Palm Sunday, right? Flying in at great taxpayer expense from all around the world around midnight just to make this vote on the Schiavo case. The House passed the bill, 203-58, which broke down to 156 Republicans and 47 Democrats voting yes in favor of the bill, and 53 Republicans and 5 Democrats voting no. Is that count right, Kathy? 53 Republicans said no. Maybe there are some real Republicans left. More Democrats said yes by a factor of 9. 9 times as many Democrats voted with Tom DeLay. Oh, Jesus. Sanctity of life, my ass. These are the same members of Congress who voted in support of Bush's murderous invasion of Iraq 2 years ago. 1,520 members of the U.S. military dead, 100,000 Iraqis dead. And as far as Bush's smarmy, filthy, lying comment, where is it? Right here. Play this one, Kathy. Do this one to Bush. This is at one of his Social Security conversations in Tucson. Was that the one where the picture is flying around, thanks to the Associated Press, I think, Yahoo, of the guy who stood up, wanted to ask a question, and here come the brown shirts taking him out of the, a Democrat got in, I guess. Anyway, after rushing back to D.C. to sign the emergency Save Schiavo bill, the Texecutioner, and by the way, of course, I don't mention all this stuff because you people know this. This murderous, I've been told not to call the president bad names. This murderous man, George W. Bush, who presided over how many executions in Texas with his executioner, who is now the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. How many of those were innocent people? Bush says always to err on the side of life. You lying, dirty, filthy hypocrite, you. What about Carla Faye Tucker when you sat there and mocked her? In Illinois, in the space of, what was it, Kathy, 10 years, 20 people executed, 18 released, I'm getting the numbers wrong, from death row in Illinois because they were innocent, not because of a technicality, not because of a judge falling asleep, because they were innocent. Until Governor George Ryan, Republican governor of Illinois, declared null and void all executions in the state of Illinois. Is Texas any different? If you are black or Latino in Texas and you are sentenced to death, your ass is dead. Period. Whether you did it or not. And George W. Bush says to err. Well, here, listen to him say it.
A couple of issues I do want to talk about. Democrats and Republicans in Congress came together last night to give Terry Schiavo's parents another opportunity to save their daughter's life. This is a complex case with serious issues. But in extraordinary circumstances like this, it is wise to always err on the side of life.
Uh-huh. U.S. soldiers' lives are expendable. Iraqi civilians' lives are expendable. America's children and the poor and the elderly are expendable, especially in Texas. You don't have money? You don't have money? And you're black in Texas? Or even if you're white, you don't have money in Texas? And you're on life support? Go talk to Son Hudson's mother while she watched the hospital disconnect the ventilator, keeping her child alive because a judge ordered it on a law signed by George W. Bush. My God, doesn't even the most fundamental evangelical right-wing neo-Nazi Christian understand what this is? This kind of hypocrisy that would make Christ rip the nails out of his hands and feet and climb down from the cross and line these people up and beat the living hell out of them. And they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. They have the audacity to call themselves Americans. They have the gall to say they're pro-life. This is vile. This is huge pools of vomit. This is I can't. You know, I got emails. Oh, please don't talk about the Schiavo case. It's been talked about all week. Everybody's talking. I understand that. I understand that.
But nobody talks about it the way we talk about it. You and me. Oh, my God. How do you gauge this kind of swinish behavior? How do you gauge it? How do you talk about it? How do you think about it? How do you take it in? The utter blatant turning into a political game. This family's situation. And yes, I include the parents. The poor parents. What would you do? Huh? What would you do if your baby had been on life support for 15 years? Life support being a feeding tube. What would you do? Huh? What would you do if you were the husband and you knew damn good and well what your wife had said to you? Don't let me go there. Well, I'll tell you what. After all the death that I've witnessed in the past few months in my own personal family, you can bet your whatever you want to bet. But later on this week, Kathy and I have an appointment with the attorney to make sure that if I get into a state like this, these sons of bitches will pull the tube and let me go. Give me the morphine drip. Load me up. I'm out of here. Oh. It's the hypocrisy that has me right near the edge tonight, okay? It's the hypocrisy. I don't know about the case. What did I hear today? That this disgusting man, Bill Frist, said he watched a videotape shot by, I guess, the father, Terry Schiavo's father, and based on that, Bill Frist was able to make a diagnosis. Why isn't the state of Tennessee pulling his medical license just for even saying that? And then this poor weasel, Bob Schieffer, on CBS News tonight, asking the reporter who had just reported on this case,
well, Michelle, now, isn't it true that Senator Frist is a renowned heart doctor?
And the reporter had to point out to poor old right-wing Bob Schieffer that he's a heart-lung specialist and wouldn't know neurobiology if it came up and bit him on his ass. Unbelievable. It's the hypocrisy. It's the hypocrisy. John Lewis, who is represents the district right next to mine here in Georgia. John Lewis is an old friend. From last night's emergency session, when people got up a chance to say things, we all know why DeLay staged this tragic, disgusting, hypocritical dog and pony show last night, and how cheap and smutty of him to use and exploit this woman and her family. I think John Lewis might have said it best.
This is demagoguery. This is a step in where we have no business. This is walking for the angels fear to tread. We are playing with a young woman's life for the sake of politics. This is not about values. This is not about religion. It is pandering for political gain with the next election in mind.
You go, John. You go, John. Okay, last one. Here is this worm, this vermin, this filthy, filthy man, Tom DeLay. Now, I hate to pollute my program with this swinish filth, but I'm going to let him have his say here, okay? Tom's little grandstanding. Disgusting. It's hard. Disgusting on so many levels, I don't know where to begin. Here he is.
I say again, the legal and political issues may be complicated, but the moral ones are not.
You pig.
A young woman in Florida is being dehydrated and starved to death for 58 long hours. Her mouth has been parched and her hunger pains have been throbbing. If we do not act, she will die of thirst.
Didn't I say your phone calls when we come back? All right, I mean it now. I'm burned out on this, all right? But I'll listen to what you have to say. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malone.
But they don't vote, so I don't care. Compassionate conservative, don't know what it means. It's something we could help the press release. Texas leaves the world in the death penalty, but lethal injection.
Would you like to own your own business and enjoy financial independence? For as little as $12,995, Transnet Wireless can show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-737-1943. This amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides high-speed wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your video and information package. 1-800-737-1943. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-737-1943.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. U.S. Labor Against the War hit the streets for anti-Iraq war demonstrations over the weekend, calling for an end to the U.S. military occupation of Iraq and an end to Bush administration assaults on workers. Demonstrations were held in hundreds of cities around the world on Saturday. The Longshore and Warehouse Workers Union shut down cargo operations in San Francisco and Oakland ports so its members could join the protest. Among the labor organizations protesting the war were several AFSCME and American Federation of Teachers locals, SEIU's United Healthcare West in California and Illinois and Pennsylvania state councils, and the Los Angeles and Madison, Wisconsin labor federations. U.S. Labor Against the War says that under the mantle of national security, the Bush administration seeks to reverse decades of victories won by working people to strengthen the rights of workers and provide a social safety net. U.S. Labor Against the War says workers can't solve economic and social problems without addressing U.S. foreign policy and its consequences. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. If hunting and good old-fashioned capitalism can save these animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Doing talk radio right. from the left. It's more of Mike Malloy.
That's kind of a creepy song, given what we're talking about. All right. If the first segment of the program upset you, if this is the first night you've heard the program, this is the first night, and I address this not just to listeners, but also program managers who may run the radio stations where this program is carried. I don't know what to tell you. You know, this issue just tore me to pieces. The hypocrisy involved in this thing is just astonishing. I have never, ever in my life seen this kind of hypocrisy. As that evidenced by these right-wing criminals that run this country. All right, let's do some phone calls, please. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, glad you're back on the air.
Thank you.
Getting tired of the reruns here.
I hear you.
You know, this Schiavo case is really, really getting on my nerves. I mean,
I understand. Me too.
It's like the magician waving his magic wand around with his right hand while he's doing something that he doesn't want you to see with his left hand. You know,
it's
a distraction. I mean, we've lost an average of 2 American soldiers every day for the past 2 years. We just lost another one from Michigan 6 days ago. Ricky A. Keeper from Ovid, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed when enemy forces using small arms fire attacked his unit on March 15th. And, you know, why aren't they talking about that? It's an average of 2 people, 2 American soldiers killed every day.
Okay, let me try to answer that. In the first place, Bush and Cheney and these disgusting vermin that run this country have passed the word on to the disgusting vermin that run media, and that is there will be no reporting of American death or Iraqi death in that godforsaken war. All right, that's A. Here's B. The Terry Schiavo case, I think, underscores the deep hypocrisy and hatred of life and this country that these right-wingers feast on. They don't like America. They don't like freedom. Oh, for Christ's sake, they don't like freedom. They hate women. They hate. They are consumed with hate, and they are consumed with hypocrisy. So on that basis, that's the reason. You know, I talked with Kathy about this tonight, my producer, before we started the program. You know, do I want to bring this up? I'm just, you know, I hate this topic, and it is a smokescreen, and I understand that. But it brings into sharp relief, in my opinion, the utter degenerate hypocrisy of this regime that has taken over this country. And I just hope, you know, when I found out that 53 Republicans voted against this bill, I just about lost it. What? There are Republicans who in Congress who still have a sense of moral outrage? I couldn't believe it. So that's the reason we decided to bring it up. But I understand what you're saying. I hear you.
Like you said, it's a smokescreen. If it wasn't Terry Schiavo, it would be Michael Jackson or steroids in baseball.
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Will. I appreciate you checking in. No, I understand. I really do. The Tom DeLay, who should be in prison, who may be indicted. This is a great way, great smokescreen. The appointment of John Bolton to the United Nations, yes, we know what happens in this country. The news is manipulated with the full and certain cooperation of media, all media, every single outlet in mainstream media.
Occasionally, you will find something in the Times or the Post. If you dig through the swill and the crap, if you go to the editorial page and you realize that Tom Friedman is nothing more than a paid whore for the Bush crime family who writes for the New York Times, if you dig around, if you dig, you occasionally find a bit of truth. If you still wade around in mainstream media. But yeah, I understand what you're saying, Will. The death destruction goes on. 800, is that right? 800 anti-war demonstrations in this country over the weekend. And this disgusting, filthy media in this country reported on what? A march in London. We'll be back after the break, and we're going to come back to your phone calls. And we do have other things to talk about, but if you're on hold about the Terry Schiavo case, we'll take your call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It was full pundit alert as House Republicans staged a weekend session to consider a bill to let Terry Schiavo's parents bypass the Florida courts and take their case to a federal judge. Like other political commentators, I was called to a TV studio to debate the matter. On the other side was conservative Linda Chavez. She said no one but the judge in the case has reviewed the medical evidence, and she described the death that comes from pulling a feeding tube as awful and agonizing. But she was wrong. Medical experts and patients say this is generally not painful, and an appeals court in Florida did review the medical evidence. But this is what happens when pundits and exploitative politicians argue controversies fueled by politics. Facts get shoved aside. For the Republicans, this sad episode is really not about saving a life. It's about scoring points. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
A
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Now 10 dead in the Minnesota shootings. The FBI says two more students have died from the school shooting in far northern Minnesota. That brings the death toll at Red Lake High School to 8. Two other people shot at their home and later died. A local official says those two, the grandparents of the student, believed to have been the gunman. He was found dead at the school. The high school was on a reservation about 75 miles from the Canadian border. The school shooting is the nation's worst since the 1999 Columbine massacre in Colorado. The parents of the brain-damaged Florida woman hoping a federal judge in Florida will order a feeding tube reinserted into Terry Schiavo. A hearing today because of a brand-new federal law enacted by Congress, signed overnight by George Bush. U.S. District Judge James Whitmore did not immediately make a ruling after the two-hour hearing. He gave no indication when he will act on the request. That hearing 3 days after the feeding tube was removed, doctors say Schiavo could survive 1 to 2 weeks without food or water. A new poll suggests most Americans think that Congress should have stayed out of the Terry Schiavo case. An ABC News poll found 7 in 10 surveyed say the lawmakers inappropriately intervened in the Schiavo case. About two-thirds say the political leaders who are trying to keep Schiavo alive are actually more concerned with using her case for political advantage than with her or the principals involved. By a narrow margin, leading economists in the U.S. now identify the federal budget deficit as a greater danger to the economy than terrorism. A new survey of its members, the National Association of Business Economists, says 27% picked the deficit as the biggest short-term threat. 24% named terrorism. A similar poll back in August, terrorism had 40%. The economists also see the ballooning deficit as a major risk for the economy in the long haul. Comes in a close third behind health care costs and the growth of the nation's elderly population. Rural health officials say they are woefully unprepared to respond to a possible terror attack on food supplies, nuclear power facilities, or other targets. A survey of health officials in 26 states found most rural areas would not be prepared for a bio attack or have the resources to handle a surge of people fleeing urban areas under assault. The study, sponsored in part by the Harvard School of Public Health and the University of Pittsburgh, comes as the Homeland Security Department is proposing awarding federal aid to states and localities based on the level of threats they face. A trial in Yemen today revealing an alleged plot to attack Western embassies. The trial opened today for a group of 8 suspected members of Al-Qaeda. They admitted plotting attacks against British, French, and Italian targets in Yemen, said they had gotten money for their operations. They got their instructions, and the funding, they said, came from Al-Qaeda operatives in Saudi Arabia. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Say,
what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Riley. Mark Maron will be back here next week. But join me and wrestling superstar Mick Foley, our special guest co-host for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We've got prominent media critic and observer Robert Thompson from Syracuse University, who just happens to be Mick's old professor.
Teacher's pet.
What? Nothing, Mick. Robert Thompson and Lawton Smalls from Planet Bush on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Okay. I had several people, Andre, Anita, a few more emailed in a major correction here. I said there were 53 or 58 Republicans who voted no on the Chauvel bill. My bad. Here's the actual vote. 156 Republicans voted yes for the bill. 5 Republicans voted no. 47 Democrats voted yes for the bill. 53 Democrats voted no, for a total of 203 in favor of this miserable, hideous piece of legislation and 58 against it. So, correction, correction, correction. Only 5 Republicans, and I would just guarantee you that every one of those Republicans are from blue states, right? Up east. All right, let's go back to phone calls on this quickly as we can here. Mike is calling from New York City. Mike, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Okay. Let me say first that you haven't gone over the top. You're just getting warmed up because I'm with you. I've had it up to here with the hypocrisy of this Bush administration. I mean, the hypocrisy.
Oh, it's awful.
The crimes that they keep doing. Let me tell you something. I'm Catholic, I'm a Christian, and I can tell you right now, every one of Bush's statements, policies, actions with this Terry Schiavo case and others, they're totally anti-Christian. And you wonder why he's called the Antichrist. I remember distinctively, if you recall, a 17-year-old Mexican girl that received a botched organ transplant within days after Bush announced he was going to cap medical malpractice lawsuits. And then on top of that, this poor girl suffered the same fate as that little, oh, God, I forgot the name that you mentioned, about that poor woman who lost her son.
Oh, Hudson. Yeah, her name is Wanda Hudson. Little boy was named Son, S-U-N.
This girl, Jessica Santillan, I think that was her name, doctors pulled her life support to without the parents' consent nor knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. And then Bush just let it happen. You know, Bush wants to keep misusing scripture. Let me educate everyone about a certain line. It's so funny that you mentioned about Jesus earlier. Jesus in the gospel said, be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, meaning be on guard against the teachings, the hypocrisies, the statements, and etc. And any Christian knows that Jesus wasn't just speaking about it then. He speaks about it now. You know, the Gospels are part of everyday life, and the Bush administration, they are the Pharisees of the 21st century. They are barbarians.
Well, you get no argument from me on that one, Mike. Trust me. Hey, Mike, thanks for checking in. Let me move on. Okay, Mike, thanks. I appreciate it. Take care, dude. Steve is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing there, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you're right about the hypocrisy, but I'd add this, that
they could have said in that memo that got passed around, you know, good talking points, this will excite the base. They could have easily, I hope to God that it would have been there, to manipulate our base. I really think that they have more distaste and more hatred for the very people that vote for them than they do people like you and me. I mean, they're going to hate us anyway, you know, just for having opposing viewpoints. But,
right.
You know, they really, really have no respect for the people that vote for them, their ethics, their morals. And that's the other thing that I'd like to point out, too. This is all morality play, you know, as we've used the phrase smokescreen. You know, they're always using morals to make the smokescreen. You know, Scott Peterson, Terry Schiavo, it's the same thing. It's a backdoor entrance to this pro-life crap, you know. You know, I fully believe they're so mean-spirited that the biggest reason DeLay wants to do this is he wants to force-feed a bulimic, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I really do believe it, you know. And that thing on Fox News with DeLay saying, you know, with the, you know, quoting the father, you know, we'll get you your lunch, and she smiled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have just easily gotten in her face, and, you know, Tom DeLay would never know the difference because he's a heart surgeon and knows nothing about neurology.
You mean Bill Frist.
Yeah, Bill Frist, I'm sorry.
Right.
You could have easily have just said, you know, the jackbooted fascist thugs have taken over your government, and she still would have smiled.
Yeah.
You know, it's just pathetic the way these men operate, and women too. You know.
Yeah, I understand perfectly what you're saying. I just can't. I don't know how to deal with this sort of massive global hypocrisy that the Republicans deal with. I've said this a million times. I've never seen any kind of anything like this in my life ever in the political arena. I've seen liars, I've seen charlatans, I've seen con artists who wind up in Washington, but I have never seen an entire class of individuals, that is Republicans in the House and the Senate and the White House and the judiciary, who as a group are sick, destructive bastards who don't care about anything, who are trying, literally trying to rip this country into pieces and take it back to a pre-Columbian feudal state modeled on something from the Caucasus Mountains in the 12th century. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think we got to get them off the morality and start focusing on ethics. And most people don't see that there's a difference, but there is.
Well, that's going to be hard to do because this country is as familiar with ethics as you and I are familiar with, the South Pole. This is not an ethical country. This is an unethical country. How many examples do you need? And that's a purely rhetorical question because you know what I'm talking about. I don't care if it's business, government, religion. Pick a field and show me where there's ethics.
I've come up with nothing.
Yeah, nothing. This is not an ethical country. It has stopped being an ethical country. The world knows it. You know it. I know it.
And that's because we focus on morality. And the difference between the two, in my opinion, real quick, is that ethics are self-determined and often coincide with law, whereas morality, you know, is used...
Is imposed.
Yes, it's imposed. It's dogmatic,
right.
And used to manipulate law and the way that it is applied. And it's usually used to take away people's rights, quite frankly.
Yeah, and sometimes that right is the right to die.
Yes,
the right to just let it go. Hey, listen... Let me move on. Steve, thanks for checking in.
Appreciate
it. Thanks for taking the call. All right. Appreciate your insights. Now, this is not an ethical country, and I'm not saying you, ma'am or sir, are not ethical. I consider myself to live an ethical life, and I'm sure that you do too. But this is not an ethical society. This is a society that cheats, lies, steals, practices hypocrisy. While we were gone, I read this article about kids who go through this abstinence-only program. This was a massive study done by, I've got it here in the stack somewhere, but done by, I don't know who, Harvard, Yale, I don't know who it was. A reputable organization, massive study. And you know where I'm going with this, don't you? What they found out was that the kids who went through the sexual abstinence program put together by these religious psychopaths,
have more sexually transmitted diseases, more unwanted pregnancies, more involvement in types of sexual activity that you might think people who are real familiar with each other over a long period of time might engage in. But kids... And the article went on and on and on about how the sexual abstinence-only program is not just a failure, but it does exactly the opposite of what the freaks who put it together say it's supposed to do. So what will happen now? Will the abstinence-only programs be dropped and a more realistic, humane, sensible approach be taken toward juvenile sexuality or teen sexuality? No, of course not. Of course not. What is the definition, a workable definition of insanity? To continue doing the same thing that you have been doing, getting a result you do not want, expecting the outcome to be different. As you continue to do the same thing over and over. What is that, Kathy? Schizophrenia? What is it? This is not an ethical society. This is not a moral society. And the rot that is just saturating the United States of America is just erupting like a volcano. Out of Washington, out of the Republican Party, out of Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz and these monsters that continue to destroy us. How about that, huh? This is Air America.
Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads in perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we don't let anybody intimidate our clients, not even the government. I bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim, and we prove it every day. All across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder. 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You don't have to be afraid to make that free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already said it. Oh, the phone number here. Good Lord, haven't given it. 866-303-2270. If you call now, you're going to get a busy signal, but, there's the number. You all know what the number is. Susan is calling from Portland. Susan, welcome to the program.
It's a good thing I didn't come on earlier. When I heard Tom DeLay, I said something really rude.
I'll bet you did.
Three languages.
I hear you.
I'm calling because I think they've got a little bit more of an agenda than what is normally coming out. I think they're also, besides going after the right-wing base, I think they're after Oregon's Right to Die Act.
Well, don't you think here's another element of hypocrisy in this, especially on the part of this moron who is occupying the Oval Office. When he was governor of Texas, he signed this law that says a hospital, there are some conditions, but the hospital can turn off life support for someone who can't afford it. Just like this little boy who was a couple of months old, 6 months old, when they turned it off. And yet, these same Republican vermin scream and yell about the system of assisted suicide that is legal in Oregon. I just don't know. I swear to God, I feel sometimes that I'm going insane, that these people are allowed to say and do what they do when the truth just hammers them. I mean, what is wrong with America that they don't see this?
I don't know, but I would. To me, the situation in Houston with the baby son is murder. I don't care what anybody else thinks. To me, it's flat out murder. An assisted suicide, that's where somebody wants to die.
Right.
If you are in the. And I am liable to end up just like Terry Schiavo because I have a metabolic defect and I've already been on life support for three different comas. So I've already been to the lawyer in the whole nine yards. I'm scared to death. And the doctors, by the way, they are fuming.
Yeah.
This is really hitting home with me. But to me, for the government to come in here and say, no, you can't die, or you can. The only thing is, they want somebody to die. When they tell you to, if they send you to Iraq, yeah, it's okay to die.
That's
right.
Or
if you don't have any money, or if you're black, or whatever, yeah, you can die. But if you're white, and if you can make political hay out of it, no, you can't die.
I hear you loud and clear, Susan.
I see people, I just, oh, my religion... tells me I'm supposed to tolerate these people, but I keep wanting to do something with, well, if they try and interfere with my situation, I can tell you one thing. My husband's going to be picking up a gun. And it's that simple. He's Irish. He's going to pick up a gun.
I know.
And I'll probably kill him. But it's not right. They have no right. It's against the Constitution. There's a matter of states' rights. It's a matter of whatever happened to the sanctity of marriage.
Whatever happened to the idea of privacy? Yeah. It's awful. Hey, listen, Susan, thanks for checking in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call. You know, if you're a taker like George Bush, you can live and live and live. But if you're a giver, like disabled vets who have given so much, in their minds, don't parse it down for me. In their minds, they have given so much for their country. Or folks who have struggled. They've given so much to try to make ends meet, to try to support their families. Those people, or so-called minorities, who have had the deck stacked against them in this country for 400 years, and still give. You know who some of the most patriotic Americans are, right? Huh? Immigrants who are treated like dogs, and African Americans who were literally treated like dogs. The givers, the ones who are willing to give of themselves, are the ones that the Bush crime family lifts their leg and urinates all over. If you're a taker, like Dick Cheney, or Wolfowitz, or DeLay, or Bush himself, if you're a taker, if you're a gimme, 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 oh, you're safe. Then you're safe. Back in a minute. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
You are not wearing that.
Why not? It's comfortable.
Not on the eyes.
Come on.
We live in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my friends are going to be there. Please change.
Look, I love you just the way you are. I wouldn't ask you to change anything.
Oh, that is sweet. And I don't want you to change. Just those shoes and that shirt. And you're kidding about those pants, right?
Love is about give and take. Finding it shouldn't be. Match.com has more subscribers than any other site. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. U.S. Labor Against the War hit the streets for anti-Iraq war demonstrations over the weekend, calling for an end to the U.S. military occupation of Iraq and an end to Bush administration assaults on workers. Demonstrations were held in hundreds of cities around the world on Saturday. The Longshore and Warehouse Workers Union shut down cargo operations in San Francisco and Oakland ports so its members could join the protest. Among the labor organizations protesting the war were several AFSCME and American Federation of Teachers locals, SEIU's United Healthcare West in California and Illinois and Pennsylvania state councils, and the Los Angeles and Madison, Wisconsin labor federations. U.S. Labor Against the War says that under the mantle of national security, the Bush administration seeks to reverse decades of victories won by working people to strengthen the rights of workers and provide a social safety net. U.S. Labor Against the War says workers can't solve economic and social problems without addressing U.S. foreign policy and its consequences. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. If hunting and good old-fashioned capitalism can save these animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Maturity Report.
But, like I said, what is this guy surprised by? What, he's never met George Bush before? Never seen Karl Rove in action?
Listen, when they offer you this job, maybe you get a little starstruck, you don't realize it, and then you get in there, and you think you're going to be the one to change him. I know he loves me. I know sometimes he drinks too much and he slaps
me around.
You know what I'm
saying? He's just not that into you.
I can change him,
George Bush is just not that into you.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's my life, baby, but
Yeah, soothing bedtime lullaby, my foot. Oh, and I forgot to mention, welcome to Dallas, Texas. We're being carried on 9:10 a.m. in Dallas. I hope I didn't scare the bejesus out of... you mentioned people in Dallas tonight, Kathy, riding around the car radio or whatever, or at home. Hey, let's see what's on the radio. Poof! Their heads start exploding. Poof! Bam! Poof! Pow! Pow! Who is this commie on the air? No, I understand. I understand. And I'm not mocking the way you talk. We talk that way here, too. did we get the memo that we were going to be on starting? Yeah, that's right. We were on vacation. Oh, man. I got an email from one of our loyal regulars who tunes in has for years. Barry in... where's Barry from? Plano? Yeah, he's from Plano, Texas. And he said... he emailed me and said, hey, you're on the air here. And I emailed back and I said, what? You're kidding? Live right now? He said, yep. My wife had you on in the car while on her way to pick up our daughter at dance class. Oh, my God. I hope it's an adult kid. Sorry, Barry. Sorry to all parents out there who might have been in the car. I don't care if you're in Dallas or San Francisco, man. You're driving along. You got your kid in the car. Hey, let's listen to some talk radio. Oh, what's this? Christ ripping the nails out of the crucifix and coming down to beat the hell out of Republicans. Man, you know, when I listen to sometimes on the playback, I just think, good God almighty. Hello, kiddies. Welcome to Night Terrors. It's the Mike Malloy program. Sorry, Barry. And any other parent. Oh, my God. Oh, well. Anyway, welcome to our new Dallas affiliate. I really admire your courage. You know, usually we pick up new stations and say, yeah, we'll take everybody to your network, except that guy that's on at night. You got anything else? You know, how about Ed Schultz? Maybe we can get that big old fat ex-Republican or whatever, you know. I know, let's do Sean Hannity reruns when Malloy comes on. Whew. It's rough. It's rough. You know, it really is. And I certainly appreciate the fact that Air America just goes, oh, God, all right, let's see if we can get Malloy on in this market. Oh, anyway, welcome to Dallas, 9:10 a.m. Thanks for being there. Jay is calling from Atlanta. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Can you let me lighten things up a little with some humor before everyone's head explodes from the hypocrisy?
Yeah, but you sure it's humor?
Yeah, you have my word. First is the point it occurred to me last week that Bush was not being disingenuous when he calls himself a compassionate conservative.
Yeah.
He deserves his compassion for those with money.
Yeah, that's true.
But I actually have four very politically relevant and entertaining humorous stanzas from a poem called If Jesus Was Alive Today.
All right, now wait, you're going to read a poem for me?
Just four stanzas. Give me at least one, you'll see that.
Yeah, but stanzas can be 80 lines long.
Four stanzas, each. Four lines.
Okay, go ahead.
If Jesus was alive today, no way he'd vote for Bush. To those that say he should, he'd say, kiss my tush. If Jesus was alive today.
God, now wait a second. Is it going to get worse than that?
No.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
If Jesus was alive today, with Bushies, he'd be pissed. Ignorance is no defense. Otherwise, get yourself a psychiatrist.
Okay. Is it going to be worse than that?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
If Jesus was alive today, boy, would Congress get a smack for practically everything they've done, especially for trusting Junior with Iraq.
Okay.
And the last one is, if Jesus was alive today, he'd say the media was to blame. Don't think I haven't noticed that you people have no shame.
There you go. All right, well, that's...
And, hey, you know, I'm the guy that sent you that introduction to reality that was inside the littering tote bag.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You sent me the tote bag?
Inside, I put an introduction to my manuscript.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry to make the connection. Thanks. We used that tote bag last week.
Cool. But I was anxious to know if you read the introduction to the manuscript.
I started to read it, and then my eyes glazed over because, you know, I've been under an awful lot of weird Air America talk radio, living in America stress. But I will get to it, Jay, I promise
you. That poem is a little touch taste of what you've got to expect. So I'm in Atlanta. You could get a hold of me through the website on the bag.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks.
Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, Jay sent us a nice tote bag, didn't he, Kathy? Huh? We used that to carry seashells in, didn't we? Through the rainstorms that were the flood and the rainstorms where we were and the below average temperature. I'm not complaining. I couldn't care less. All right. Greg is calling from Florida. Greg, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call and say, hey, thanks for speaking out the way you do. I'm just so tired of hearing these namby-pamby, soft-spoken, let's try to work within the system crap that the Democrats put out all the time. We need a strong voice. I'm tired, speaking for myself, I'm tired of that glossy black jackboot pressing on my friggin' neck. All right?
Yeah.
And I like the way you talk, man.
We're on late at night, so, you know, maybe it's okay. In most of the country, we're on late at night, but... What I feel is certainly not unique. That's one of the reasons people tune into this program, because it's a shared response. I can take just about anything except hypocrisy and lying and deceit. You know, I've said this so many times before, if somebody has a different political point of view, I don't care if they're a Republican or a communist, and it's different from mine, fine, let's talk about it. Let's see if we can work out. But these neoconservative Republicans, who, as far as I'm concerned, are not Republicans, have no more of a sense of compromise or decency than any other normal human emotion. They're really scum, and I really don't like them. I just don't like them. What happened to my caller in Tampa? All right, maybe we had a bad phone line, but he disappeared. Well, let's see if we can make sure that doesn't happen again, okay? I'm sorry about that, caller in Tampa. Damien is calling from Staten Island. Damien, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Good to talk with you. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment about that study about absent pledges.
Pledges.
There's something that just absolutely makes no sense to me, and that is, do you mean to tell me that an adolescent male who engages in anal sex with his girlfriend reaches orgasm and ejaculates, do you mean to tell me that he thinks he's abstaining from sex?
Well, apparently so. Apparently, that's what the study showed, was that kids now are doing things that maybe very, very intimate, loving couples should do as an expression of their love and physical interest in each other. But dear God, these kids are doing it because they think, well, this isn't sex.
Then women really have it made, because many of them don't reach orgasm through penetration anyway. Many of them require oral sex.
Yeah.
So the idea that a woman thinks she's abstaining from sex if she has oral sex and reaches orgasm just seems completely outrageous to me.
Yeah, it does.
Are the teens this misguided? Is this actually coming from the programs themselves?
I don't know. But once again, welcome to our listeners in Dallas and all the kids in the cars. All right, Damien, I don't have any answers for you, but I hear what you're saying. Thanks for checking in. I can't answer that. I read the results of the study at Harvard or Yale or Dartmouth or wherever the hell it was. And where is it? I'm looking through the stack here, and I I'm sorry, I don't see it. Was Damien trying to see how far he could go? I think maybe Damien was. What do you think? I think Damien was kind of pushing the envelope there a little bit. Let's see how far I can go with this topic before somebody cuts me off. Right? All right. Whatever's fair. whatever's fair. Denny is calling from Omaha. Denny, welcome to the program.
I want to thank everyone there at Air America Radio. We need you. You guys are standing up against an enormous machine, and we are all proud of you, and we all need you very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the praise. Who wouldn't? I think everybody here at Air America, you know, is. I'm not saying we're on a mission, but we know what we're doing. I think. Hey, listen, hold on a second. Let me take a break here, Denny. Do a couple of commercials. We'll come back and get your call on the other side. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 50% off the Journal's regular rate when you order an 8-week subscription for just 46 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Don't miss out. Call 800-203-0101. That's 800-203-0101 for the Wall Street Journal.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off of my feet.
10 before the hour.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is Air America.
Bang, bang, bang.
Jeff is calling from Dallas. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here. How's it going, man? Welcome to Dallas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you weren't driving around with your kid in the car.
No, not tonight.
Okay.
Now, I have taken him to protest before.
Oh, okay.
So he's a good kid.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He has a lot more sense than Cheney, Rumsfeld, or Bush, I'll tell you what.
What?
Well, he just makes a lot more sense than those guys.
Oh, there you go. Sure. How old is he? He
must 10 years old.
10 years old? He would make more sense, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He'd be a hell of a lot more honest, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I was just calling in to welcome you here, and I just wanted to ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
You like heavy metal?
Depends on who it is.
Well, you know, I've been a headbanger for a long time with you, a lot of heavy metal.
You remember a group called Mountain?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That was. I said they must have been the granddaddy of headbanger music. Mountain was just outrageous.
Yeah, I know. I love it a lot. I don't think you play enough of it. But one thing I wanted to say, there's a guy out there that plays too much of it. He's on a radio program named Savage Nation.
Yeah, well, he's a pig.
I know, he is a pig. And you know what? The songs he's playing, he plays like Metallica's Blackened and stuff, singing about global warming. You know, he's just part of his facade is like he's hard and heavy, and you know,
right.
He doesn't even know what he's putting out there.
Right, right, right.
You know? So the thing is, you know, heavy metal always took a bad rap because people always tried to ban it.
I know. Well, you know what Michael Savage's real name is, don't you?
I know. What's that?
Michael Wiener.
Yeah, Michael Wiener, Cletus Wiener, I'll call him.
It is, W-E-I-N-E-R. He might pronounce it Weiner, but it's Michael Wiener.
Michael Wiener.
Can you imagine going for, you know, you're stuck with the name Wiener? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you're trying to come across like this real macho, gut-ripping sucker who, you know, has been to the moon and back, and so you got to come up with something other than Wiener, especially if you're going to play heavy metal bumper music. So you say, let me see, what's the opposite of Wiener? Oh, that's right, Savage.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a freak. Like so many of these right-wingers that are on radio and television and who write their columns, the guy is an absolute stone freak.
Yeah, he is.
So be careful when you listen to him, okay? Your brain will start to liquefy, and when you go to bed at night, if you sleep on, like, your side, you wake up in the morning, be a big wet spot on your pillow where your brains have leaked out. So
I know. The thing is, people will listen to him, and just because you act like you know it doesn't mean you do.
Amen and you amen.
Know? And, you know, and that's just, I can't see people can't see through these guys.
I know, I hear you.
You know, Rumsfeld has been around since Nixon. He's been wanting a war for years and years and years, and they finally found the dork to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that the truth?
And they're just so detached from regular society. When have they ever went out and had to buy a gallon of milk? You know? Nothing
right.
Forever.
I hear you. Jeff, spread the word in Dallas, okay?
I sure will. And just one more, just a little food for thought for the Republicans out here. They all like to claim a lot of rebel stuff. You know, they're rebels. You know, we got a Texan in the White House. We got all this. You know, George Bush is from Kitty Buckport, Maine.
There you go.
He's can't get further away from Texas unless you go to Alaska, not in the continental United States.
That is the truth. He's
they're rebels. They like to wave their Confederate flags. You know, he came down here for the natural resources, for oil.
Uh-huh.
You know what they call those after the Civil War? Carpetbaggers. They ought to think about who they're supporting out there.
They really should.
Confederates and rebels.
But, They really should. But, Jeff, I'll tell you what, you know, as long as Bush is in the White House and the Republicans are in control, they can keep telling the brain dead, well, the queers will never get a chance to marry.
I know.
That's their big issue,
yeah.
Okay?
All right. Like a queer ever even affects their life. Like they even shop at the same place. You know, you never know. They don't go.
Yeah, I hear you, Jeff. Jeff, thanks for checking in. Spread the word, all right?
I sure will.
All right. Take care. Take care. So we are on the air in Dallas. I like that. Sandy is calling from Stockton, California. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Missed you last week.
Yeah, I got real bored. I've become an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, those best ofs are gruesome after a while.
I know.
I'm so tired of these Republicans doing everything that they can to get into my personal life. I don't know what to do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am just really, really disgusted. This sideshow that they perpetrated over the weekend with every news media outlet known to man broadcasting that nonsense yesterday made me sick to my stomach.
I hear you.
I couldn't. I, this is a very personal matter for this family. Very personal. I just recently had to go through a similar gut-wrenching decision with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And for these hypocrites to claim that they're so concerned about this woman's life when there are hundreds and thousands of Americans that have to make this type of decision every single day, that it was necessary for the president to fly back from his vacation, because he's on vacation again,
mm-hmm.
in order to sign this legislation.
The hypocrisy is gagging. It's horrifying, but this is what Republicans are.
What happened to the sanctity of marriage, Mike? Wasn't that what they were touting just a few months ago, that marriage is between a man and a woman? Well, isn't he her husband?
Yes, I think he is. I think he is. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Sandy, okay?
Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care. A break here. Stick around. Final hour coming up. If you're on hold, we'll take your call on this particular issue, but if you have something else you want to bring up, I damn sure do. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Four students, a teacher, and a security officer at the Red Lake, Minnesota High School were shot to death Monday, and the FBI says the shooter is among the dead students. The deadly spree on the northwestern Minnesota Indian Reservation apparently began at a nearby home where the bodies of a man and woman were also found. The parents of Terry Schiavo are now waiting on a decision from a Florida federal judge in their effort to have the feeding tube reconnected. It was removed from their brain-damaged daughter 3 days ago, overruling state court decisions. Meanwhile, the director of the Medical Ethics Department at Boston University says Terry Schiavo has become a political pawn of Congress. Dr. Michael Groden says Congress has no right to get involved in what is a family matter. Dr. Groden says doctors have said Schiavo's condition is permanent.
You know, six excellent, superb neurologists, which were called on by the court to look at her, and all of them have found that she's in a permanent vegetative state, that she has no consciousness, no interaction, and will never wake up.
President Bush continues to travel across the country, pushing his plan to overhaul the Social Security system. Joined by Arizona Senator John McCain, the president took his message to Tucson, Arizona, and then to Denver, Colorado. In the Rocky Mountain state, Bush said his plans to have personal Social Security counts helps people leave their loved ones something to build on in the future.
This is a way to not only encourage ownership, but it's a way to encourage asset formation for the families of America. We want more people from all walks of life, being able to say, this is my asset, and I choose to leave it to my son or daughter.
It would be at least 10 years before any oil might be extracted from beneath the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, now that Congress has approved exploration in the protected area. But Alaska tourism officials say they may see an immediate benefit as they expect a rush of people wanting to hike and raft in the refuge before the drilling rigs move in. The music world is mourning the loss of cabaret legend Bobby Short. He died Monday morning at the age of 80. Lisa Romanello reports.
Short lost a brief battle with leukemia. His business manager, Christina Wyeth, says the definitive diagnosis came just last week.
It was quick enough, so it was peaceful.
Wyeth says it was Short's tenacity and hard work that brought him success, and his 37 years performing at the Carlyle Hotel made him a New York institution.
He admired American popular song, and he made a really significant career out of it. I mean, it would span some 60 years. Not too many people do that.
Short was set to return to his hometown, Danville, Illinois, to be honored next month. He is survived by a brother, nieces and nephews, an adopted son, and legions of fans. Lisa Romanello, New York.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me?
It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. And thank you very much for tuning in. We have been talking the past couple of hours about the Terry Schiavo case. I hope we can finish it up tonight. I realize that we may have been, on the surface, it's like making a mistake. Oh, my God, they're going for the bait again. This is just Michael Jackson to the fourth power, this case, this situation. I don't agree. There are several levels to the, excuse me, Schiavo case. It is representative of what so many people in this country now face, given, what do you call it, Kathy, not resurrection medicine, what's the term, the end of life, I think it's referred to sometimes as resurrection medicine, where heroic efforts are expended to maintain somebody's life. Now, that is not what's going on with Terry Schiavo. She has a feeding tube. She is, according to all the medical stuff about her that I've read, and I'm not Tom DeLay. I'm not going to make statements regarding her medical condition. I'm not Bill Frist, where I can say, well, I saw a videotape, and she's not in a persistent vegetative state. You know, I'm not like that. Everything that I have read or listened to that seemed to be valid indicates that this woman has essentially been dead for 15 years. The fact that her brain stem is still sending electric signals to certain parts of her body just indicates her death. It amplifies her death. I feel very sorry. I'm a parent like her parents, the Schindlers. And I understand, I do, the reluctance to say, okay, my daughter's dead. You know, again, not to hammer this, but, you know, I've been through three deaths in my family in the past 6 months. Three people who are very close and dear to me, including my mother. So, I'm kind of focused on this. My heart goes out to the Schindlers. My heart goes out to Michael Schiavo, her husband, who has stated categorically for 15 years, after working with the Schindlers for 4 years, he stated categorically, this is not what Terry wanted. All right. Into this personal micro-tragedy, micro in the sense of the universe, in the sense of the rest of the world, I'm not negating or attempting to get cavalier here with the terrible, terrible feelings all members of this family must be enduring. But it is a micro-tragedy. When your loved one dies, it's a micro-tragedy. When mine dies, it's a micro-tragedy. You understand what I'm saying with that? But entering into this, these horrible, hideous opportunists, I'm not allowed to say on over-the-air radio what I feel about DeLay and Frist and these Republicans who published, dear God, a talking points memo. Here's what to emphasize with the Schiavo situation. Our base will be excited by it. I mean, these are worse than animals. And if you're an animal lover, don't email me now and say, come on, Mike. You know what I'm saying. This family has been used by the Republican Party leadership in a way that I have never seen. I defy anyone out there, I don't care what your politics are, to call or email another example of how a political party, and this is the hallmark of the Republicans now, how a political party has taken this private family tragedy and ripped it into a million pieces, have devoured it, have eaten on it, have chewed into it. Just a feeding frenzy. Just pieces of this woman's body flying all over America. Just chunks of flesh here and there. MSNBC and CNN and New York Times and Air America. A disgusting, horrible, hideous situation. Fifteen times this thing has gone to court. Or is it 36 times? I don't know. I don't care. Twice to the... I don't mean I don't care in a nasty kind of... you know what I mean. Twice to the Florida Supreme Court, once to the U.S. Supreme Court, and these Republicans stand there in the well of the House and the Senate, burping and vomiting their lies all over the Senate chambers, the House chambers, and consequently all over America, that the Schiavo family has not had their day in court. What the hell constitutes a day in court? And these are the same hypocrites who would condemn people to death, whether they're guilty or not. George W. Bush signed into law when he was governor a bill in Texas, promoted by the Christian Coalition and the anti-abortion crowd, that said if somebody can't afford end-of-life care, cut them off. Pull the plug. Regardless of what the parents or the spouse wants. And last week it happened to a young boy, 6 months old, born with profound birth defects, genetic birth defect. But the mother loved him and was holding him, and they came in and said, sorry, we're pulling the plug because George Bush signed a law 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that allows us to do it. Either that or pay us some money. There's a story in the Houston Chronicle. So they pulled the plug, the breathing, the ventilator on this little boy. God have mercy on these people. I swear, for those of you who believe in God, there has to be, somebody's going to have to show them mercy. These right-wing Republicans are going to roast and fry and crackle in hell. So they pulled the plug on this little boy, and he dies in his mother's arms. In other words, had Terry Schiavo, had this whole situation been in the other Bush state, Texas, she would have been dead 14 months and 2 weeks ago. Or 14 years and two, and 10 months ago. Do you think that the state of these hospitals in Texas, after Bush signed this bill, do you think they would have kept someone alive in a persistent vegetative state, watching the cash register clank over every single day? Well, there's another $5,000. Well, there's another $5,000. No, I don't think so. As of 6 years ago, thanks to George W. Bush, they would have come in with a pair of hedge cutters and snapped right through whatever cables and cords we're keeping, whoever it is, alive. So it is the hypocrisy, once again, that we're talking about and foaming at the mouth about on this program. Okay? Okay. Okay. Francis is calling from New York City. Francis, welcome to the program.
Mike?
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Francis. How are you?
I'm okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear.
Great. Well, thank you. You have changed my life. I tell everyone to listen to you and to Air America Radio, and I've called your advertisers thanking them for advertising, and, you know, got to keep you guys going.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. I deeply appreciate it. I'm sure everybody at Air America appreciates it. Thank you. Now I got to ask you to hold on. I'll come back to you in a minute, okay? Just stay right there. We'll finish up. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
When you think of the beautiful things a child can do, how long will the child survive? How long if it was up to you? When you think about the money spent on defense by a government and the weapons of destruction we build, we're so sure that we need. And you think of the millions and millions that money could be. How long?
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491.
800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
Roar's going according to plan.
It's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush!
He's turned into President Rain Man.
Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Symphony, let's
lie. Welcome back, 21 past the hour. Back to, was Francis holding on? Yeah, Francis is holding on. Thanks, thanks for your patience, Francis.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you, and I enjoy you, and I consider myself to be a Christian. And I believe, though, that a Christian should sacrifice, especially one who is middle class or upper middle class, should sacrifice their vote for to the poor, you know, to help.
Well, I think Jesus was pretty explicit in the sermons, the limited number of sermons that he gave where it concerned wealth, where it concerned poor people, where it concerned healing the sick and caring for the feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. I don't think there's any doubt that Christ had a clear message that these right-wing neocon Christians have totally, totally destroyed.
Absolutely. And you know, he was coming from a perspective of love, and you talked about having a living will, you know, how that when something happens to you that you want the plug pulled. And it comes down to being willing to sacrifice one's own needs for the needs of your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And when parents or children have unfinished business with their parent or their child and they're in this sort of state, they're the ones who are the least able to make the decision because they want to finish their business.
That's true.
And my folks, they put me as their person who will make the decision for them if it ever comes to that. And
right.
Because they said that you have the least amount of unfinished business. And so I just want to put out to you that whoever's making your decision, make sure that, you know, that they will make it with you in mind,
mm-hmm.
and not their own needs. And I say that to everybody. And you know, whenever we go to bed, always say that you love the person that you love. You know, I would never say goodbye because you never know when something like that's going to happen. And thank you for your being there and being really you're sacrificing yourself to get this message of liberalism. And because, you know, I'm sure you sometimes get harassed on the street or whatever, and you know.
Well, I maintain a shroud of invisibility.
Oh, good for you.
Trust me.
But I definitely appreciate, you know, that you're out there in the forefront speaking for this truth. And, appreciate that very much.
Well, thanks, Francis. It's very kind of you to say that. And I'm sure everybody here at Air America appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. You have a nice evening. All right. Take care. Yeah, Francis brings up an excellent point. The other thing, besides the living will, durable power of attorney. Having had to face this, Kathy and I had to deal with this with my mother. I'm not going to get maudlin on you. This is very practical. Kathy had to deal with it with her grandmother. I had to deal with it with my mother. My mom lived to be, I think, pretty good age. She was 89. Lived on her own up until the last 4 days when she went to the hospital and died. But in the dying process, the first couple of days in the hospital, my mother was still semi-coherent, semi-conscious. And Kathy and I were there. My sister was there. And that's kind of that was it, wasn't it, Kathy? Just the three of us, right? And the doctors and nurses were very understanding. They knew what they were up against. My mother was old and frail. She had had bypass surgery. She was in not good medical condition at all. And she started to enter into her last few hours. And she did not have a living will. And the doctor who was her attending physician in the hospital came to me and to my sister and to Kathy, and we talked about what to do. The first thing we signed was a DNR, do not resuscitate. And the second thing that we handled, I handled this as her oldest child, was the, I forget what they called it. There was something else there, Kathy, I forget what it was. But anyway, to make a long story short, the Sunday that my mother died, when Kathy and I got to, my sister was just Kathy and I, and when we walked in the hospital room, it was apparent that my mother was entering into the death throes. If you've ever been around somebody who's died, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the nurse who was there had the IV and the syringe full of morphine. And very gently and very slowly, she started to release the morphine into the tube, and we sat with Sylvia as the pain, whatever pain she was feeling, eased and disappeared. And then my mother very peacefully died. So, having those documents, Francis is right. Make sure. And I'm glad I was there because my mother and I had settled all those differences that you can come up with inside a family. You know what I'm talking about? Sure you do.
Superman looking for the doctor's cure. Looking at hands for the lines that were. And if they have a masterpiece of literature.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Use as directed.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray.
Oh.
Victory over defeat.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time, it's Jews Day once again on The Al Franken Show. And that means one thing. Jews, Jews, and more Jews. We've got Congressman Rahm Emanuel. We've got Slate's Fred Kaplan. And we've got shareholder activist Sister Doris Gormley. She's not Jewish. She's the opposite of Jewish. Okay, I'm going to find out what went wrong with our Jews Day bookings. Well, you make plans for an episode of Franken that you simply cannot miss.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose.
26 before the hour. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Oh, I've just really been enjoying the show today. And I mean, just the hypocrisy. I mean, you just nailed it right on the nose. Here, you know, who that's screaming out for abstinence has actually practiced it? Who's claiming that we are trying to save life? These guys are out there killing and killing and killing. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just appreciate you talking about it, talking about it. I mean, these are the people that, I mean, they're so afraid of sex. They're trying to keep teenagers from having it, and in doing it, they're creating all sorts of problems.
Well, it's insane, and I think anyone with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk could have told these people, you're dealing with teenagers. Do you think an abstinence pledge, even if you throw in the extra incentive of eternal damnation and hellfire, with your body crawled upon by snakes, scorpions, and spiders, do you think that's going to overpower or overcome the sexual drive that is so powerful in kids this age? The way to handle it is the way the best way to handle everything. Give people as much information as you can. Explain to them not just the terrible consequences, but also the pleasurable consequences. And explain to them, look, there's so many things in life that it's better to wait a little bit. And if you can't wait, for God's sake, you see this? It's called a condom. Put it on!
Well, absolutely. I've got two teenage daughters, and I don't want them growing up thinking sex is bad and dirty and that. So, I mean, what I gave them, you know, when they became teenagers, is this book called Sex Without Guilt in the 21st Century by Albert Ellis, one of the greatest psychologists
right.
around.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, if we educate, if we teach people that it's beautiful, but it's, you need to respect the power that it has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what it is. It's a very powerful thing. And that's what they're so afraid of. That's what the religious right is afraid of. That's, I mean, they're just the descendants of the Puritans that founded this country who were afraid of it back then.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons they're these right-wingers are always so terrified of mind-altering drugs, even mild ones like, oh, say, marijuana. And yet they're all in favor of hands off the tobacco and the liquor industry. Now I realize that a few Baptists and a few Presbyterians will rail against demon rum, but that's just for show. You know, liquor and cigarettes kill you deader than a doornail, but it doesn't alter your consciousness. I understand. Liquor is a central nervous system depressant, so it will mess around with you, but it doesn't alter your consciousness, whereas something like marijuana or hashish or other drugs, I don't need to go down the list, does alter consciousness, or at least it alters perception in a way that takes all the mythologies that the right wing wants to jam into our children's heads and our adults' heads and shred them. So that's why marijuana is illegal and liquor isn't.
Absolutely. And sex, which is one of the most mind-altering, positively mind-altering activities, because it naturally releases all of the beautiful chemicals that make you feel good and loving towards other people, well, that's going to be way too scary for them to let out there. So they're going to try and legislate against it and make it illegal. You know, pretty soon, it'll be illegal to have sex.
Right. Well, right-wingers, Republicans, religious freaks, I don't care if they're Muslim or Christian. It doesn't matter to me. They're terrified of life. They're terrified of death. They have absolutely no faith in their religious structures that they have put together based on death, based on their absolute gut-wrenching fear of death. And because of that, they're afraid of living. They're afraid of dying. All they can do is run around and do just take a look at Tom DeLay or Frist or Bush or any of these thugs if you want to see what people do who are terrified of life and terrified of death. It must be a hell of a situation to be in. Not that I'm giving them sympathy. I couldn't care less about their emotional or psychological state. But can you imagine being afraid of life and being afraid of death? Where the hell does that leave you?
Well, whenever you come from that fear-based mythology, you're just got to protect yourself and attack anybody that looks like they're doing something that's actually fun or pleasurable.
Yeah, yeah, I have. I hear you loud and clear. Jerry, thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate you checking in. See, I'm not trying to wax philosophical. I leave that up to Bart Kopp. Bart Kopp is able to get philosophical. I'm not educated enough to get real philosophical about the people who are terrified of living and dying. But you know what I'm talking about. I know you know, gentle listener. You see these people all the time. They live on your street. They shop at the same supermarket, and they probably go to your church or synagogue. They're terrified of living, terrified of dying. That's the other thing. You know, why do these fundamentalist Christians, you know, if they really do believe that everything is in God's hands, then why do they insist at the end of their lives that heroic measures be taken to thwart God's will? I'm calling you home. Come, my son.
No, thank you.
I don't want to get into it. I'm just tossing this out. Purely rhetorical, jive turkey nonsense on my part here at the last segment of the program. But I've never been able to figure that one out. You know, I just can't. You know, if the Pope, and nothing against Catholics, you know, they're just another branch of Christians, but, you know, if the Pope is so in tune with the Supreme Being as that being is perceived by the Catholic Church, then why all these efforts? You know, obviously the Pope's God is tapping him on the shoulder or reaching around and grabbing him and saying, yo, come on, Pope, time to come home. I can't understand it. But the whole religious thing to me, it is a sadness. I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm not talking about following the teachings of Muhammad or Jesus or the Buddha. I'm not talking about that. If you follow that, if you're a Christian in that sense, you have my deepest respect. You're certainly more authentic than I am. You know what I talk about on this program, the filthy, degenerate hypocrisy that pulls spirituality into the sewer. And I have yet to find, this is too much of a blanket statement. Very seldom do I find a religion that does not pull spirituality right into some just filthy sewer that the adherents have constructed. I hate it. I hate it all. That's it. Play it safe. Just hate everything. Gail, Gail is calling from Chicago. Gail, welcome to the program. Hey, Gail.
Hey, we can't wait to get you guys back in Chicago. It was great when we had you here.
I can't wait either. You know, I live in Atlanta, but part of my heart's in Chicago after being there for 3.5 years. Yes, sir.
Yep, Blue City, definitely Blue City.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I was at the protest in Chicago this weekend, the anti-war protest, and we had a really good turnout. I don't know that stuff like that got good press this weekend. But the Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and... Mm-hmm. you know, just to get the crowd riled up. And there was a, like, a radical leftist communist faction there who cheered him off the stage because they said he was too Democratic. Democrats, Republicans, all the same. Everyone started the war. And, right. he literally had to leave because of this.
And I think that's unfair because I don't think Jesse Jackson is, cut from the same mold as, say, Tom Daschle.
Exactly.
Or John Kerry. I just don't think he is.
And, Mike, I'm a black woman. The day that Jesse Jackson, where were they at during the Civil Rights Movement? This was like young upstarts. How dare they call him not radical enough?
I hear you.
It was horrible. And it's that kind of stuff that's, you know, that's not going to make any progress in the Democratic Party. And it's sad that we can't all get on the same page. And I know the Democratic message isn't as easy as the Republican message and that you don't have to be that bright to subscribe to it.
That's right.
But I mean, can we get together at least on some of these issues so we can make some progress?
Jesse Jackson, as far as I know, it still adheres to the teachings of Dr. King. And Dr. King, right before they murdered him, was talking about the futility or the obscenity of waging war in Southeast Asia. That's when they decided to murder King, not when he was demanding human rights, legal rights in this country, but when he went against the power the way he did at the speech at the West Side Church in New York City, where he started talking about the murder being committed in Southeast Asia, and that's when the power decided to murder him. Now, as far as I know, Jesse Jackson still adheres to that philosophy, right?
Yep, he sure does.
I think so. Hey, thanks for checking in. I hope we get to Chicago soon, too, Gail. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Larry King here. I want vitamins that give me more, like the Advanced Protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, and Ester E, the only vitamin E that protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester E at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, thanks to the usual crew of bandits who helped put this program together. We were engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fazekas screened your calls, and he will be doing that for the foreseeable future. So get to know David and talk nice to him, and he will probably put you on the air. Also, thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Check out two websites before the night is over, okay? MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com. And have fun. The executive producer is Catherine Day. Lenny is calling from Sacramento. Lenny, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Wow, glad, Mike. I'm glad you got to me. I'm also glad to hear you talking about MLK just a minute ago, too.
Yeah.
I sent you an email earlier today, and I actually mentioned that aspect of it. The hypocrisy, yeah, it's amazing. The fact that, you know, this happened in Texas with the Futility of Care Act.
Right, right.
And nobody's saying a thing about it, and I mean, I would hate to cast a stone at him already, but we'll see the way the school shooting in Minnesota is talked about as opposed to the Columbine shooting.
Mm-hmm. I saw that as we were leaving the house tonight. We got just the first reports about this terrible tragedy in Northern Minnesota, and when we get home tonight, we will probably go to ABC overnight and see what they have to say about it.
It's a tragedy either way. What I wanted to talk to you about is I'm frustrated myself. I'm 24 years old. I developed the shingles actually, and talking to my doctor, it's something that more than likely came from stress.
Yeah, it usually does. Yeah.
You know, and this stuff just eats me alive out here. And basically, me and my roommate, we were talking the other day about just like a massive march on Washington, say, like 4th of July 06. I mean, that would really be good for the elections and all that. If you get the opportunity, Mike, please take a look at my email that I sent today.
Okay.
But, you know, just put the idea out there to, and I think the last caller made mention to the division within the progressive movement, and I'm one who, you know, I'm so frustrated with the exceptions, I'm so frustrated with the Democratic Party, with Kerry just pretty much laying down, you know, while there's all this scandal going on with vote counting. I mean, to me, it's like this is still, you know, not legit because they swept all that under the rug. Basic accountability.
Right.
And a mass of people just marching on Washington and asking for accountability, basically. You know, there's all sorts of... This month has been ridiculous between what happened with the Italian intelligence agent. You know, everything that's gone on this month has been exceptional, and all we've heard about is, you know, this, Michael Jackson, whatever. And,
So. Well, again, it's just as a way of explanation, certainly not a defense, but by way of explanation, it was personally important to me to bring up this Schiavo case.
Oh, Mike, no, I was a little frustrated too, but then I hear your side of it, and then I hear the way that it does in fact affect every American, and it's just another ploy by them, you know what I mean?
It is, and it's a terrible, terribly cynical ploy. It's every morning you wake up and you think, or I do anyway, because I'm in this business, but I think, I wonder what kind of filth or deviousness or lies or chicanery will be perpetrated on the American people today by the Republicans.
And they surprise you every day.
Every single day. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know. It's just unbelievable what this gang of cockroaches is capable of doing, and they do it every day. And I like you, I don't understand why 5, 10, 15 million Americans haven't just poured out of our houses and businesses and schools and universities and stormed Washington, D.C., legally and peacefully, of course, and not moved until these people leave office. Just stand there. There's something powerful about passive resistance. I will not be turned around. Who said that? And why aren't we saying it today? You know, every time I watch the movie Gandhi, and it comes on with Ben Kingsley, and it comes on every once in a while on the Dish Network, and I see what Gandhi was able to do against the British Empire, for God's sake. Every time I see a biography or read a biography or see something about Martin Luther King Jr. and see what he was able to accomplish here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I just think to myself, we don't have to look to Ukraine. We don't even have to look to India. We have examples here. Why are we just sitting and letting this happen?
We, the American people, are the most powerful force on this planet, and
it's not being used.
It's really us that's gotta make a move. I mean, I saw if you've seen the movie Control Room, and that one Arab journalist, and he's saying, you know, oh, the American people won't stand for this. That made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, listen, I gotta leave it right there, Lenny. Thanks, I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. If we didn't get to your call tonight, my bad. I apologize. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Same time, same station. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-49-